It's now time for this week's age-old question. The question, how much is Google really worth? The company's been public for a little over a year now. The stock went public at $85 a share, trading up to $100 its first day, but it's now risen to around $350 a share. Depending on who you talk to, Google is either overvalued or still undervalued. Motley Fool analyst Rick Munares wrote a piece this week entitled Google 450? Rick joins us from Kissimmee, Florida. Rick, welcome.
Thank you, David.
Rick, usually you're calling us from Miami. How did you survive the hurricane?
Well, that's part of the reason why I'm here in Kissimmee. I mean, I did all right. I lost a few trees, lost a few shingles, but once they told us that school is out in Miami-Dade County for the week and that power may not be back for another couple weeks, my wife and I pretty much packed up our kids and head out to Theme Park Central here to pass the time.
Is Theme Park Central a little busier than usual for that reason?
It's not really that bad as far as October is usually a slow season, but you're seeing a lot of people here from Miami and from Broward County and West Palm Beach heading up here just, you know, because here's where the power, the electricity, and everything else is.
I bet. Maybe Disney beats its earnings this quarter. Rick, let's talk Google. Nearly a dozen analysts raised their estimates on Google after the company's blowout third quarter earnings recently. Lehman Brothers, First Albany, and RBC Capital Markets have set $450 a share as Google's new price target. You know that because you wrote an article, Google 450. Do you think we're looking at Google 450?
I mean, I think we will eventually. I mean, just as any milestone will eventually hit. But I think, I mean, right now, I mean, Google has gone from, you know, basically from 100 to 350. And if you look at it as a price, you think it's a very big number. But if we look at it, I mean, let's break down to the shares outstanding, that there's about 300 million shares outstanding. You're talking about a company that was a $30 billion company a year ago. Now it's about $100 billion. And these analysts are saying, hey, the company should actually be worth $135 billion. That's a lot of money.
Rick, earlier in the show, Motley Fool analyst Stephen Simpson expressed the concern that Google might be trying to be all things to all people. Do you agree?
I agree, but I'm not. I mean, I'm actually embracing that concept because that's what Google. I mean, if Google wants to be a $135 billion company, it's not going to be standing by and, you know, pushing out little 5-cent paid search ads for the rest of its life. I like everything, just about everything that Google is doing. I like. I mean, it's sending out a roadmap. It's sending out a video content. I mean, it's almost a broadcaster now, you know, replacing, you know, television for some people as far as news, as far as televised content. It has to spread out because it is basically 99% of its revenue comes from advertising. So as many outlets as it can, as many eyeballs as a company can muster, it's all the better for Google.
Incredible focus. So where's the big money for Google in the future, Rick?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the company just needs to keep growing the way it is. I mean, I know people like Steven may be a little hesitant and may even consider the stock a bit overvalued at this point, but I think Google hasn't made a mistake so far. I mean, the stock didn't triple and practically quadruple over the past year just by doing nothing. What it's done is it keeps growing its base. I mean, its revenues grew up by 96%, in part because it's been able to double the amount of people coming to its site. And it's doing that by offering them exactly what they want. I think in about 5-10 years from now, Google is going to become a very powerful company and probably worth a lot more than $450 a share because it's doing all the right things and growing as a presence to everybody.
That is a big, bold statement. But in the near term, Rick, do you have any thoughts on Google stock, or are you looking long term?
Yeah, well, I mean, I have to look long term if you want me to justify 450, 500, 1,000, whatever Google does if it doesn't split beforehand. I mean, in the near term, I am a little cautious because the stock has gone up a bit further than what the fundamentals would suggest at the moment. It's not going to be able to be growing at 96% a year every year. It's going to have to be slowing down. I'd be a little cautious in the near term, but if you're willing to sit on Google for 10 years, I wouldn't mind buying at this moment. But if you want to sell out a year from now, you know what? There's other things out there in the market for you.
Rick Munares is a senior analyst at The Motley Fool. You can read his take each day throughout the week at fool.com. Rick, thanks for joining us on The Motley Fool Radio Show.
Always a pleasure, David.